Okay, enough. I think at this point in time, we all understand that the coronavirus is a nasty critter that can make you plenty sick and even kill you. I believe we all understand the social distancing thing and hand washing and cleaning surfaces. Now, it's time to reopen Oregon. If Kate Brown won't do it, then our county commissioners and sheriff should, just like they did in Modoc County to the south. Oh, I can hear the howls of medical people saying, no way, you need to keep sheltering in place until we have a vaccine or drug proven to treat this disease. Well, that's all well and good, but that could still be months, if not years, away. Meantime, our economy is in tatters and continues to rot each and every day. Let's just think about this. Jewelry stores are closed. Why? They have display cases between jewelers and customers. They could easily accomplish 6 feet of separation, and if the customer handles a piece of jewelry, wipe it down before putting it back in the case. Furniture stores are closed. Why? Salespeople can easily stay 6 feet away from customers, and if they choose to sit on a chair or love seat, wipe it down when they leave. Car dealerships are running on fumes. Why? You can certainly stay 6 feet away from customers while showing them an automobile. Test drive? Sure, let them drive while salespeople sit in the opposite back seat to create social distancing and wear masks. I could go on and on, but the point is one size does not fit all in this coronavirus scenario, but our illustrious governor seems to think it does. Consider the facts. Klamath County has 70,000 people in it, and as of right now, we have 39 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 39. In addition, no one has died here from the virus. If we had 39 cases of the seasonal flu in Klamath County, I doubt we'd shut down the town. Will we see more cases when the county reopens? Absolutely. It's inevitable we will. But if we continue safe practices, I believe we'll keep the cases to a minimum. Now, I know several medical professionals who, of course, believe we should continue the lockdown until we either defeat the virus or find a cure or a vaccine. Well, that's sound thinking in their mind because they're looking at it strictly from a health perspective. Hey, if we could do it, that would be great. But we can't. You have to also look at these lockdowns and what they're doing to our economy, both locally and nationally. Frankly, they're killing our country, and they're killing it quickly. It's not bad enough that we had $23 trillion deficit before COVID-19, and we've thrown roughly $3 trillion more at the economy during this shutdown. But nationally, well, they're talking about yet another stimulus that will add trillions more to our national debt. Locally, several small businesses have already closed permanently, and several large ones are in the throes of economic peril. You have to ask yourself, what exactly will be left of our town when this crisis is over? Then you look at the state and even local governments. They, too, are running out of money. Well, no kidding. You can't shut down the private economy and yet continue to pay your employees wages and retirement and health care. It simply can't be done. And yet, they continue to do so, and when the economy finally opens, they will look at you, the taxpayer, to get their finances back in order. That's right, boys and girls. It's the same people that have thrust this economic fiasco on you through no fault of your own that will come out the other side with their heavy hand out and demand you pay for the financial problems they face because of their own actions. It's just typical, isn't it? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.